You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Come to feel what you need when what you really want inside. with your life.
Running like a red disease.
Running like a red disease. Ghetto people.
Stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, yo. You got to learn to love yourself.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we review the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do?
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything is well with you today. Hope you had a good day today. It is Wednesday. Got to get over the hump. So if we could get a chance to do all the things that you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But, of course, if it is not, and it has to get done, it must get done, you will get it done. And we appreciate you for that. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening. This program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that, and the drop-down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and then there will be programs that are dated and titled. And I'll tell you, man, it looks good. Thanks to my good brother, Kwaku. Appreciate you. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening. Once again, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Mondays and Wednesdays, this evening, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson out of New Orleans. I know they just wrapped up Mardi Gras. They had Fat Tuesday today. The day begins Lent. You know, today is Ash Wednesday, and the day begins Lent, and so 40 days after that is the Easter thing. Yep. So, Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson. Thursdays, tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Black Liberation Movement out of Mississippi, Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. Thursdays at 8 p.m., from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening. Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard at 8 p.m. Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday, Pinckney to Pinckney, activist Reverend Edward Pinckney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan. Pinckney to Pinckney. And then Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening, once again with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Excuse me, family. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bamani Tayemba is ready to take another group of our people to the motherland. April 4th through the 14th, he's going to Kenya. April 4th through the 14th. May 24th to June 5th, Ghana. November 20th to December 1st, Tanzania. February 12th to February 23rd, 2026, Liberia. April 1st to April 13th, 2026, Kemet. May 24th to June 5th, 2026, Ghana. November 19th to November 30th, Azania. These are the future trips. And there's a future tour coming soon to Kenya in November. And, of course, April, Tanzania. April 2027, Tanzania, June of 2027. So, Brother Bomani Tahimba is on the case. You can go to Facebook if you want to see photos of previous tours. Go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos, go to youtube.com/Bomani 2007 for videos of previous tours. If you want to give Brother Bomani a call, call him at 404-931-9429. That's 404-931-9429. Africa for the Africans.org. Habeshaw. Habeshawincorporated.org. Habeshaw stands for helping Africans by establishing schools at home and abroad, and the great work that Habeshaw does. The Habeshaw Works program. Their mission is they're a Pan-African organization that cultivates leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, holistic health, and technology. They have the Kashi Project that was completed a few years ago in Ghana. And a lot of other things that the brother, the Kashi Project is doing. That's HabeshawIncorporated.org. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan, far as I know, well, I'll probably ask us next week we have Brother Ayo Kamathi on our program. And we'll talk a little bit about the Minister of Wellness, if he knows anything about Brother Nathaniel Jordan, how's he doing? And he's still over in Kenya. But the Minister of Wellness, go on his website, theministerofwellness.com, theministerofwellness.com. Smai Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY.com, Smai Pharmacy. They've changed this website. It looks great. More products. Check it out. Yeah. Check it out, brothers and sisters, for holistic health. You know, we made some resolutions this year coming in January. Now it's March. So we still got to do whatever we can for optimum health. And there's a lot of stuff that he has on the website. That's Smai Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY.com. The Moses West Foundation. The Moses West Foundation launching this, the Moses West Foundation doing what he can. We design and implement advanced atmospheric water generation technology to deliver sustainable water, sanitation, and hygiene solutions globally, ensuring communities have reliable access to the resources that are essential for health and well-being. Clean, drinkable water. 509A nonprofit organization that focuses on alleviating the global water crisis by bringing clean water access and water health and hygiene education programs to the world's most impoverished communities. Man, that's why this brother needs to be supported. With all the everything I announce, you know, I'm asking for you to look at it and go online to look at it, and hopefully that maybe you make a contribution to assisting them into helping out. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, Dada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located here on Ralph David Abernathy in the West End here in Atlanta. They have some fine products, dry goods, and they have vegan food on Saturday and Sunday. Vegan dishes that they serve, the smoothies and fruit drinks, they're health conscious and so forth. Yeah. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located on Ralph David Abernathy here in the West End. Give them a call at 404-444-1635. That's 404-444-1635. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia. She's always got something positive and good going on.
She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, figurines, T-shirts, and so much more. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. So if you're in the Atlanta area, stop by the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. If you want to travel east from Atlanta on I-20, going towards Augusta, you know, take exit 74. Make a left. Now you're, when you were traveling east, now you made a left. Now you're going north for about a mile and a half. And on the left will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar with my good brother Gazemde Ajamu. That's right. Last night they had the, what you call there, the Black Men's Lab. Black Men's Lab was at the Black Dot. I'm going to check it out maybe next Tuesday. Support my brother. I went to Black Men's Lab on Monday here in Atlanta on Campbellton Road. Good program of a brother talking about farming, growing your own food, I say. So, but check out the Black Dot. Give Brother Gazemde a call at 770-305-6373. That's 770-305-6373. Brothers and sisters, there's light in the Black Dot. Jump back in your car, head back the other direction. Now you're going south, but make a left again. You're going east. And so the next exit is exit 75 at Turner Hill Road. Make a right, three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. Open from Tuesdays through Sunday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Macon, Georgia. 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. Give Brother Abijah a call at 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. He has it all, man. He has clothing. He has furniture. They even have a vegan restaurant on the premise. That's right. But all kinds of soaps and holistic products, beauty product, oils, books, CDs, DVDs. Man, brother's got it going on. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Yeah. Excuse me. Okoya Ackerman House, Ackerman Institution, Baba Baruti. You know I always promote Baba Baruti. That is our friend here, you know, Baba Baruti. In fact, we're going to read from the Inyasisim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. excuse me. Okay. Also, too, we're going to talk about Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Us Lifting Us. Yeah. So we'll get off into that as well. Because they're having their conference this weekend. It's virtual. And so I'm going to give you the information how you can check it out. Okay. But first I'm going to read the Inyasisim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Inyasisim. March 4th. Did you ever hear a bird in a cage tell its master that he intended making his escape? Aesop's. I know that Aesop's fable, and of course, when I was a kid, that was part of a Bullwinkle show, that line of cartoons. And they would have Aesop, and of course he was Caucasian. But Aesop was African. The European, hey, listen, and when you're in a position of authority, then you don't tell the truth. You paint it and you structure it in your image and in your interest, and that's how it goes. So you gotta look outside of them. That's why I say I reject everything to get the real deal, the real story. We have been trained to alert Europeans of our revolutionary activities beforehand. The conditions needed to be seen and publicly broadcast everything that we're about to do betrays the possibility of being victorious in the face of those who have made a mission of watching our every move for any sign of rebellion. Some things should not be known beyond a few who have a sworn blood silence. If others know you have a secret, then you no longer have a secret. Let me repeat. If others know you have a secret, then you no longer have a secret. Most of our greatest nation-building workers are a few words. That's right. On the other hand, renowned sub-integrationists and intellectual relations, rationalists, have betrayed critical, tactical details to those who should not know. We find them always running to the enemy to have their voice validated. What is the single most consistent piece of evidence that someone is a guerrilla? You do not know that they are, he or she is one. I repeat, what is the single most consistent piece of evidence that someone is a guerrilla fighter for our people? You do not know he or she is one. That's right. No slogans, no models, no insignias, no ranks, no dues, no broadcasting or public pronouncements of intent, no evidence outside of concrete results, no visibility. Revolutions are enacted, not debated. They are not a point of conversation except to discuss strategies and tactics for immediate implementation. Revolutions are not something for tomorrow. They are to be done now. They are to be done now. What possible questions are there when you know your enemy and you know that they will never stop until there is no longer any evidence of your existence? A wise warrior knows to work below the radar at all times. Ashe. Affirm, I keep vital secrets. Affirm, I keep vital secrets. March 5th, no people goes down until their women are weak and dishonored. No people goes down until their women are weak and dishonored. A Sioux proverb. Given a normal, healthy cultural framework, African women nurture is the most admirable spiritual quality. And because of this, females are our primary nurturers. This is not a point of debate or contention between men and women and is in a social environment naturally modeled after the rhythm of the universe. Why would we select Urugu's sexist, misogynistic misinterpretation of women over the traditions of our ancestors? Why would we select Urugu's sexist, misogynistic misinterpretation of women over the tradition of our ancestors? They hate women. Our ancestors knew women as the creator, the spirit, the mother earth, as our natural ultimate nurturers, as first teachers. And we knew this for more reasons than just that they gave birth and nursed our babies. Indigenous gender distinctions have no place. Invasive gender distinctions have no place in a reality based on balance or in a division of labor based on spiritual qualities. What men are better at did not evaluate them above women, socially, politically, intimately, or otherwise. What women were better at did not make them into a Western-defined domineering matriarch determined to abusively rule over men and make them feel like their roles and responsibilities were less than those of women. What men and women excelled at found balance through cooperation, not competitiveness. There was a complementarity-based order in the male-female relationships. There was a complementarity-based order in male-female relationships. Gender was not a source of antagonism between African men and women. This is a European inheritance. Affirm, I love and respect my complementary gender. Affirm, I love and respect my complementary men loving women and women loving men. get me started. I fool around here and get Irv on the line. Blow y'all ass up. Irv don't play. He's just as bad. Well, we're going to have next Monday Ayo Kamathi on the program on Monday. So this Friday we got Kill Parker talking about Matt. And if you have a child or a grandchild or whoever that you feel that they need some assistance and tutoring with math and helping to understand and how important it is, this Friday's program with Akil Parker, brother out of Philadelphia. And, of course, your brother Ayo Kamathi, the irritated genie, brother Ayo Kamathi, will be the guest on this Monday. So this Friday, all that math. And Monday, we'll be talking about a number of things. Okay. All right. Let's got to get this party started. We're gonna do some stuff we haven't done in a while, and fortunately, that's what we should do. Should do stuff you haven't done in a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as I look for this particular piece, I haven't done it in such a long time, I forgot what I was supposed to do. Yeah, I tell you, man. Okay, now I got to find it. And I know I will. I got to find it soon. Otherwise, y'all going to talk about me like a dog. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the piece with Kwame Nkrumah. Mm-hmm. And so it's coming up here. I feel it. I feel it's coming near. And yep, here it is. I knew it. I knew it, Baba Oshi. You would get it. So we haven't done this in quite a while, so. And And also, too, we're going to play the piece that Mama Dabantu sent on what Africans can do to support the continent by investing and making it a reality for us to have a continent that shares with one another, ending all the divisions and all of the border issues and all of that stuff to become one Africa. One Africa. Yep. History is a light that illuminates the past and a key that unlocks the door to the future. My good brother, Renoko Rashidi. Renoko. Yeah. Kwame Nkrumah. This is what Kwame Nkrumah said. At the beginning, he said this. In 1961, as part of the Speech of Freedom. You know, Ghana reached its independence from Britain in 1957. So he said that, I believe strongly and sincerely that with the deep-rooted wisdom and dignity, the innate respect for human lives, the intense humanity that is our heritage, the African culture united under one federal government will emerge not just as another world bloc to flaunt its wealth and strength, but has a great power whose greatness is indestructible because it is built not on fear, envy, and suspicion, nor won at the expense of others, but founded on the hope, trust, and friendship and directed to the good of all mankind. Then he said these same thing a few years later, before he was deposed and Ghana fell into neocolonialist hands. Neocolonialists. If we do not approach the problems in Africa with a common front and a common purpose, we shall be haggling and wrangling among ourselves until we are colonized again and become the trolls of a far greater colonialism than we had suffered heretofore. And that's what happened. You know, you hate to have some of those truths like that, you know? You really do. You hate that they present themselves like that. Yeah. I tell you, it's deep. It's sad. It's sad. Oh, man. Yeah. So we're going to play that piece of Mama Nabantu. We appreciate her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's also to Brother Rinoco. It's not his quote, but I've heard him say it a few times, and he said it also on The Hidden Color when he was part of The Hidden Colors presentation. He said, what you do for yourself depends upon what you think of yourself. And what you think of yourself depends upon what you know of yourself. And what you know of yourself depends upon what you have been told. Who's doing the telling? Here's one that I always say and tell to the young people that I used to work with back in Milwaukee on my off days as a firefighter in Milwaukee. On my off days, I would go to schools and talk with young people and tell them that your philosophy, what you think, determines your thought pattern. Your thought pattern determines your attitude. Your attitude determines your behavior pattern, and your behavior pattern determines your actions. It begins with your philosophy, what you think. It ends with your actions. And the most important part, I mean, all the stuff in between just as important, but the most important part is the beginning of what you think, what determines your philosophy, and then your actions. Your philosophy determines your thought pattern. Your thought pattern determines your attitude. And your attitude determines your behavior pattern. And your behavior pattern determines your actions. To be truly liberated. I'm missing a piece that I also read, and looking for it, can't find it. It's a piece with Lester Velt Middleton, who literally, as he talks about, helped build his home in North Carolina. Lester Velt Middleton, if you go online, and I suggest that you please do, go online to YouTube, put in Lester Velt Middleton, and look. He's an ancestor, but he helps you let the ancestors speak. He's talking to Ivan von Cernum, Dr. Clark, Dr. Ben, Marimba Ani. She's not an ancestor, but, you know, Francis Cross. He has conversation with our great ancestors. So if you want to hear them, and I suggest that you do, in their great deep wisdom, go to YouTube, Lester Velt Middleton interviews. To be truly liberated, African people must come to know the nature of European thought and behavior. In order to understand the effects the Europeans have had on our ability to think victoriously, We must be able to separate our thoughts from Europeans' thoughts so that to visualize a future that is not dominated by Europeans, this is demanded in an African-centered view. Because why? We are Africans. And because the future to which Europeans lead us is genocide. It's genocide. Mama Marimba. Haven't played this piece in a while. And since we have a day like today, and I like the day like today, I'm going to play this piece because it is worthy. That's right, family. It is worthy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I love this piece because it's telling us what the deal is. It is true. The resources are there. We need to come home. We need to invest. We need to work. Here you go, family.
There is a lot of talk of late on the African continent about the fact that Africans are awaking. There is a lot of talk about the fact that we are woke. But the question that I'd like to ask you is, almost 100 years ago, a man called Marcus Garvey rose and told Africans that they must unite. Unite in their control of resources. Unite as nations. Unite their imaginations, their dreams, aspirations, and capabilities to grow an Africa and a race that will be able to self-determine and compete against other races. A man called Kwame Nkrumah came and said the same message. And another by the name of Malcolm X said the same. But the question is, after almost a century since the rise of Marcus Garvey, has Africa achieved unity? Do we control our resources? Do we unite in our aspirations, dreams? And have we elevated Africa into a continent and a race that can compete and self-determine against other races? The truth of the matter is we have failed. We have failed because we have remained divided. We've continued to work as 54 different states that continue to be subjugated. This is why the French continue to have 14 colonies on the African continent. It is why 36 African countries have got American bases and AFRICOM on their soil. It is why many African countries continue to sell their resources, their institutions, for debt to countries like China. And the question that I'm now challenging you, the woke generation, with is, what are we going to do about it? The reason we've got wars on the African continent is because we're being divided for conquest. The reason we've got sanctions on the African continent is that all the independent knowledge and education, the power to take control of our resources, can be destroyed so that Africa can continue to be colonized by our Western colonizers. This is why now we need to rise. Remember that you, the African American, with all your paper money, the greatest wealth among all black nations, only have paper money, but the true wealth is in Africa. The true wealth is the reason why Africa is under sanctions and war, the one that Europeans want to keep for themselves. You need to bring your paper money, your skill, your knowledge, your frustration back to Africa to invest it in the control of real wealth and real resources in the form of the oil, diamonds, chrome, lithium, cassiterite, and all the other resources that the Western worlds are fighting to control in Africa. Your paper money can be leveraged into machines, skills, technology, and the knowledge that Africa needs in order to move and prosper. You, the Caribbean, with your skill, power, determination. You, the Jamaican, the first people to resist European colonialism. You, the Haitian, the very first black peoples to defeat a European army. You are the answer to Africa's problems. You, the European African, with all that you've learned and earned, the basketball player, the soccer player, the sportsman, the singer, the musician, the actor, with all your billions of dollars, are the investment that Africa needs to stop its dependency on the colonizer. It's about time that we rose. And I'm saying that Marcus Garvey's dream can be fulfilled, because when he dreamt it, not a single country, not a single African country was independent. When he dreamt it, not many black billionaires existed, if any. But today we've got black billionaires. Today the richest man in Africa is a black man. We have what it takes and the capacity that it takes to grow our continent into being a continent that can be respected, can self-determine, control its resources, control the processing of those resources, and create currencies based on those resources to be the leading economy in the world. With that, we can industrialize, grow up the technology curve, and begin to create the machinery, the tools to defend the sovereignty of this continent. And now I say it's time that we unite. We have countries like Zimbabwe under U.S. war sanctions to make it unattractive for any African to come, because Europeans are preserving it for themselves. But I'm inviting you, my African-American brother, you Africans in the diaspora, you Africans on the continent, to say, come and take advantage of the greatest reserves of lithium, chrome, gold, true wealth, land, an opportunity to develop infrastructure for us to create wealth as a people, for yourselves, for the advancement of Africa. The time to awake is now, but awakening takes action, pride, investment, development, innovation, to give our people power. This is the time.
Ashe, it is the time. Family, it is now is the time. You know, it's now. And we need to work towards that. We need to motivate each other, inspire each other to work towards independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for us as African people. That's what we must do. You know, they had a program on for 24 hours. State of the People. State of the People. And of course, it was viral, and it brought people together. There was one portion of the program that I didn't see that I would have loved to seen and heard. And my lady, she told me about it. She told me that these were young people. They were talking about getting land and growing food and being self-determining. And because to me, to be self-determining, to be independent, to be sovereign, that is the end game for African people. Sometimes you got to talk about, what are we trying to do? What is the ultimate for us? What is our end game? What is the? Is it to be integrated with Europeans? Is it to be assimilated? Is it to be happy for whatever meager existence that we have in their world? Remember, Dr. Wade Nobles, I feel, gave the best definition of power. Power is not voting. Power is not the fact that you could be on that radio yesterday for 24 hours talking about some of the same shit that you've been talking about for decades and praising and how to best strengthen the Democratic Party. That's not power. What is power? Power is the ability to define reality and then have someone else. Now, this part of this quote, I don't care about. But when you attribute it to Europeans, to Caucasians, to Urugu, it's applicable. Power is the ability to define reality, then have others accept your definition as if it's their own. Because you impose your reality on them, and they believe that what your reality is theirs. So when I watch that program, they were still dealing with things in a European reality. How best to access the educational system? How best not doing anything revolutionary? Remember, I just read about revolutionary. That needs to be underground. That needs to be like chilled. As you work on it, as you define it, as you shape it and fashion your image and interest, then once you know it's ready to explode, you bring it out. Because you know nobody can mess with it. None of the Negroes or lost souls can interfere with it. There ain't none of them in the program. Nobody in the program but African conscious people. No traitors. No backstabbers. No underminers. Power is the ability to define reality. And we're shaping it and fashioning it in our image and in our interests. We work with one another. We trust one another. We believe in one another. It is not somebody trying to get rich, to be billionaires, millionaires. The fact that somebody has the kind of money they're talking about, and I know that these Caucasians, I know there's some African billionaires, Africans. In fact, when you looked at a billionaire piece that I seen, like four or five were Africans. They were Africans, not American Africans. No, not like the ones we have, which are pretty much. There's a few that are not. The richest man, the brother, who thinks his name is Davis. He's the one that had the Morehouse graduates had their tuition paid. But you got the athletes, you got LeBron and Michael and many others who are billionaires. But not like Musk. $100 billion. This is sickening. So somebody said, what has Elon Musk done to help eradicate poverty? What has he done for the homeless? What has he done? What has he done for, and somebody mentioned, has he worked on something in Africa? And I ain't saying his home country, because it is not. But has he done anything in South Africa or Better yet, the country is called Azania. Has he done anything in Azania? Not a goddamn thing. Nothing. No. He ain't done a damn thing. And you see how cold-blooded he is. Talking about, you know, here this man. You know, he helped. That reason why Trump is just beholden to this man, because he bankrolled him. And he assisted him in the election. They won the election because of Elon Musk and SpaceX and all the other things he did. You can't tell me the Thursday before the date of the election, this man is arrogantly saying, I don't need your vote. You don't need to vote for me. I got all the votes I need, all the votes I want. I've won already. And then he wins the popular vote. Are you kidding? Yes, I understand it was Kamala Harris who he was running against. I understand that. But still, Trump? No. The most worst despicable human being on the planet. And I looked at some of his old stuff just recently. Because like I said, I remember him from back in those days. I remember how arrogant he was. I couldn't stand him, and I really can't stand him today. Especially in his second term, because, you know, now he's really emboldened. He's like, you see his pictures? Looking all mean and so forth. His picture in 2016, he's smiling, grinning. Yeah. But his picture now, he's like, And then some of the things he wants to do. They fact-checked the hell out of him last night. Yeah. They need to fact-check his ass. Yeah, I'm going to read a piece about on Trump, about him talking about threatening to cut off federal funding to universities that allow illegal protests. Here this man led one of the most infamous illegal protests of all time that resulted in an attack on their holy shrine, the Capitol. Family, you got that's what fascism is, family. That's what being a hypocrite, and the hypocriticalness of the situation. I gotta take a break. I gotta take a break, family. When we come back from the break, we have a number of callers. You guys stay with us. I appreciate y'all. And we'll put up the phone lines and we'll have conversation on this day. Man, I tell you. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. Get it for self-destruction.
Self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot. Who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife. That is life. Cried because he died of trifling death. When he left his very last breath, was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, because that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch safe with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC Lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I cram and understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy-o, school him some more.
Just straight from the mouth. End up in jail,
it
gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today.
And tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family.
Cause you're locked away.
Now tell me.
Do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker.
You talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed. Unemployed. D-rap race will be lost without a trace. Or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science. Down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is forming, you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach to each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid. It's
self-destruction. It ain't for self-destruction. Self-destruction.
Be nice. Break it down like this.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do steal.
Self-destruction.
Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animal, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy deep, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but did the vets give a duck? There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
The hope they get along.
Yeah,
getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we run around.
Instead in your heads, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect. To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or else it's
self-destruction.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We're going to turn it over to you, our listeners, for comments, but I did want to deal with a few things from last night and Trump. God, I hate that man. Trump, one of the things that Trump wants to do, and I'll get to the fact-checking in a minute. Trump threatens to cut all federal funding to universities that allow illegal protest. What a hypocrite, right? What a hypocrite. He had probably the most illegal protest in this country's history. Now, granted, when protest turns to violence, truly that is illegal. But when protests marches up and down the street under the parameters that they can march, be it in the middle of the street or on the sidewalk only, whatever that case is, holding up signs and engaging in chants, that's covered by free speech, it's covered by the First Amendment. You can do that. But if it turns violence, that's another story. But his thing is, if you protest against something that he deems you shouldn't, then now that's illegal. Trump declared through Truth Social on Tuesday that funding for universities that allowed illegal protests will be pulled under his administration. In his Truth Social post, Trump warned there should be no mask at university protests, that agitates will be imprisoned or deported to the country from which they came. Nobody wears a mask. All federal funding will stop for any university or college that allows illegal protests. Agitators will be imprisoned or permanently sent back to the country from which they came. American students will be permanently expelled or, depending upon the crime, arrested. No mask. Yeah. Trump's announcement followed his Department of Health and Human Services and Department of Education and the U.S. General Services Administration announcing a potential stop of $51.4 million in contracts between Columbia University and the federal government. His HHS Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., cited the university's alleged inability to stop anti-Semitism protests on campus as a reason for the announcement. Well, because you protest against Israel doesn't make it automatically well, of course, to them it does, because you shouldn't say a damn thing about who we are and what we do. But to me, based upon what they have done since their inception, and what I mean, their inception of development for Israel, they have done some dastardly things. So, in recent years, the censorship and false narratives of woke cancel culture, woke, have transformed our great universities into greenhouses of this deadly and virulent pestilence. Making America healthy means building communities of trust, mutual respect based on free speech and open debate. Trump did not specify in his Truth Social post that covers illegal protests that would stop federal funding. He did sign an executive order when he first entered office calling for all available and appropriate legal tools to target protesters behind unlawful anti-Semitic harassment and violence, much of it stemming from protests centered around Israel, Hamas war. To all the resident aliens who joined in pro-jihadist protests, we put you on notice. We will find you and we will deport you. Okay. Yeah. Protests. I tell you. And then, of course, it's the fact checking. It's the fact checking that needs to be done. Because this man is a habitual liar. Al Green jumped up. And then the speaker jumped up and admonished him. And then Al Green continued. Then they had Al Green removed from the chamber. Truly a deep divide. And it's going to be, I mean, you can't have a more polarizing individual than Donald Trump and the people who believe in him, who are adamant. These are not very, you know, broad thinking people. They believe in him, just like many of them said back in 2016. As he said himself, I could shoot somebody in New York on Fifth Avenue and I'd still get elected. I won't lose any votes. But through the efforts of Elon Musk and his ability, I guess, he won the election. He won. So the Republicans won the presidency, the House, the Senate, and they have the Supreme Court in their back pocket. It's going to be an ugly 4 years, family. ABC News, along with PolitiFact, live-checked Trump's speech. Statements that were exaggerated needed more context or were false. Trump's claim that Joe Biden especially let eggs get out of control and were working hard to get it back down. That lacked context. Though egg prices did increase under Biden, they have recently surged under Trump. And that's because of the bird flu, which has led to the death of 136 million birds since 2022. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation. While the price of eggs consistently rising due to inflation under Biden's administration, the first significant price hike occurred in 2022 when a bird flu began infecting flocks of birds in the U.S. egg production rose. And then from $1.90 per dozen to $4.80 per dozen over the course of just 1 year. According to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, prices moderated again, back down to $2 to $3 range during the rest of Biden's presidency, but have shot back up to a record $4.95 this January due to the bird flu. Trump's claim that he had a mandate my ass. That was Gil Scott-Heron when Reagan said he had a mandate. Trump ain't no damn mandate. He barely won the election. Actually, he really didn't. He stole it. He cheated. Fact check. This is in the eye of the beholder if he had a mandate. Trump's victory was clear, but by historical standards, it's no landslide. Trump has reason to celebrate winning both the Electoral College and the popular vote. In fact, he became only the second Republican to do so. George W. Bush in 2024 re-election win. His last term before Barack Obama took over in 2008. Trump won each of the seven battleground states that political analysis said would decide the election. In addition, the vast majority of U.S. counties saw their margins shift in Trump's direction, both in places where Republicans historically did well and places where Democrats generally have an edge. On the other hand, Trump's margin of victory, both in raw votes and in percentages, were small by historical standards, even for the past quarter century. When closed elections have been in rule, including the 2000 February count, election and Trump's previous two races in 2016 and 2020. Trump's victory also came without a big boost for down-ballot Republicans. Republicans lost little ground in the House, which was already narrowly divided. And while Republicans flipped the Senate, won four Senate seats in key battleground states, and even a former Vice President Kamala Harris was losing those states to Trump. Claim, we ended the last administration's insane electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto workers and companies from economic destruction. Got to have it in context. Fact check needs to context. There was no electric vehicle mandate in place by the Biden administration. The Biden Environmental Protection Agency implemented a tailpipe emission standard last March that established an average of allowance of emissions across a vehicle manufacturer's entire fleet. The standards would have only impacted cars that were older models than 2027 or 2032. The standards allow for a range of usable technologies, including fully electric cars, hybrids, and improved internal combustion engines. Yeah, there's combustion engine, small too, you know. Trump did sign an executive order. Trump did sign an executive order on his first day in office to revoke those new standards. The Paris Climate Accords was closing, was costing, the Paris Climate Accords was costing America trillions of dollars. And that's false. Trump defended his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Accords, saying the pact was costing trillions. And that's false. The Trump administration defended the decision to withdraw from the Climate Accords in part because on projections by a consultant of the NERA Economic Consulting. It concluded that restrictions on fossil fuel emissions would result in a higher cost of production, and a higher cost of production would translate into the closure of uncompetitive manufacturing businesses. Thus, closure in turn would mean fewer manufacturing jobs. The consultant estimated that these losses and their knocks on efforts beyond the manufacturing sector would amount to 1.1 million jobs lost by 2025 and 6.5 million by 2040. The loss of jobs results in corresponding decline in gross domestic product, with a loss of $250 billion by 2025 that accelerates to $3 trillion by 2040. So climate agreement wasn't costing U.S. trillions of dollars. It was hypothetically could. But even if it did, the study says that the long-range projections did not factor in all the offsetting job gains and GDP growth associated with clean tech transition. Elon Musk found people in Social Security as old as, yeah, I remember them talking about that, finding people 100-something years old. They weren't getting money. But here's, let me just read this one, and then we'll open the phone lines. Trump claimed gold cards don't need congressional approval. That's misleading. Trump wants to offer a gold card to rich individuals. The gold card would cost $5 million. That will automatically allow you U.S. citizenship. A plan to give people legal permanent residency in the U.S. if they pay $5 million. The so-called gold card would be similar to a green card in that it would let people live and work in the U.S. permanently and provide a pathway to citizenship. Trump has described the program as a way to cut U.S. deficit and then said it would replace the EB-5 Immigration Investors Visa Program. But he hasn't provided an official document creating the program. And all the fraud and so forth and waste. There's a whole bunch of other fact checks. I'm not going to go through them. You know this is the lying son of a bitch that has ever been in the White House. And there's been some lying son of a bitches in the White House. Believe me. You know. Oh, let me just announce this quickly, family. This Saturday, it's the Us Lifting Us 2025 annual meeting. This Saturday and Sunday, birthing the Us Lifting Us based community, the cornerstone of a new Ujamaa world. Yes. This annual meeting will be a virtual Zoom meeting. Registration is $35. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Early registration at the ULU website. And there's a donation button. Okay. That's Us Lifting Us. UsLiftingUs.org. If you want to participate, remind of Us Lifting Us 25th annual meeting. The co-op. A great co-op for our people. That's right. Us Lifting Us. Yeah. That's right, family. Go to Us Lifting Us. UsLiftingUs.com. UsLiftingUs.com. I thought it was .org. I apologize. UsLiftingUs.com and check it out. All right, family. Those are on the line who are in the queue. Some of you cats left. I mean, I was running my mouth too much. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Good afternoon, my brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Baba Oshi. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah.
I just need to know what line I need to get in. Because I want to sell my citizenship. All us American Africans can go down and get in line and sell our. Right, get $5 million.
Right to the highest
I'll
bidder.
$5 million.
For sure.
I'll take five. Come on, and I'll move to the continent.
That's for sure.
I'll do it yep. today.
I'll do it today. Right now. I say.
Call my bluff. Call my bluff, Trump.
Yeah.
Call my bluff. You know, I'm not going to lie like you did last night because this brother told so many lies last night. And I don't even, and Baba Oshi, it's not even exaggerations now.
Yeah.
Now it's just out and out lie.
Oh, for sure.
We just going to lie to you.
Yeah. And the sick and sad part about it, that his not only his base, but even those who are on the fringe of wanting to believe that Donald Trump will do all the things that he says he's going to do and make America great again, you know, believe this madness, you know, believe all of this bull.
What makes you think a millionaire is going to do anything for you? You can't even go to his country club. You know, the millionaires, Baba Oshi, should be foreigners because they don't live in the world we live in. If you think about it, the average person goes to work, comes home, takes care of his family, drinks, have a couple beers on the weekend, and then rinse it out and do it all over again next week.
Yeah.
But millionaires, oh, we're going to eat lunch. Where do you want to eat lunch at? Let's go eat lunch in Paris. Okay.
Yeah.
Fire up the jet. Fire up the jet. That ain't how I live. We're going to fly to go eat lunch? Or we're going to go to England to see a Beyonce show and come back the same day? Who does that? Oh. Those people are foreigners. They're not like us. They're not like, what did the boy say?
They're not like us. That's for sure, brother. That is for sure. They're not like us.
They're not like us.
You know.
So it's, go ahead.
And I think what it is that the envy and wishing that you could be like them. It's just like when we protest for the insanity of that situation and ask the government for redistribution of wealth so there's some kind of economic equality to some degree, Caucasians are against it. Why? Because they too believe somehow through an inheritance, through some miracle, hitting the lottery, you know, a lawsuit or whatever, they too can be like them. So I'll suffer right now, but I know that someday I too will be with the Millionaires Club and then the billionaires club, you know. And if there's nothing more dangerous than having deep inequality within a society, because there's issues inherent in that which causes people to want to rebel against it. You know, where you have all of these people that, and you have people who have such tremendous wealth of just like Musk, that muskrat, the muskrat, who is saying to people on Social Security, saying to people who are on social programs, saying to people with jobs that don't pay a lot, that we're going to cut you. We're going to cut it. This is the graft and the waste. Oh, hell no. It's your ass. Man, I tell you.
Baba Oshie, Elon Musk is not my issue. My issue is Arugu. My issue is Arugu. That's where it comes from. The reality is you got white folks that have voted in these politicians, and now the politicians they voted in have their head up Trump's ass. Not excuse me for cussing. And then when he does something stupid, these politicians, these Republican politicians, do absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. So he says, I checked with my advisors. Trump says, all your advisors are lackeys. All your advisors are yes men. So, of course, your advisors are going to give you the green light. So, Baba Oshie, we look at Musk. Musk can only exist because these Irugu white folks, they want Musk to exist because this is headed towards martial law. You make the people mad, the people rebel. They rebel, I call martial law. I call martial law, ain't no elections. Mm-hmm. I'm president until we get this thing straightened out. Huh? What did you just say? You're going to be president until when? Mm. So this is all, white folks don't operate off of happenstance. They plan these things out. This sure. 2025 didn't happen last week. It happened 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It started when Reagan started talking this tough guy bullshit. And before him, there were others. Arugu is not doing anything new. Baba, these people come from the same playbook over and over again. And we sit here and we watch it because I heard the other day some American Africans talking. And they act like they're scared to say Africa. They're afraid to say, I'm an African. Oh, no, I ain't no African, because them Africans, they stupid. Okay, then I'm stupid then, because I'm African all day, every day.
I say.
It's in me. It's in me, Baba Oshie. And if you listen to this show, you're African too. We may not agree on everything, but damn it, we agree on that.
Yeah.
We have a homeland, Baba Oshie.
That's right.
We're not a lost people. They may have attempted to colonize us. We may have made bad choices for centuries, but we're still here. Mm-hmm. And Baba Oshie, as long as you're still on the field, you can still win the game. And we're still on the field.
I see.
And if that encourages somebody to stand up, stand up. Because Baba Oshie, until the bell rings.
That's right.
Until the fat lady sings, mm-hmm. until this is all over, from my walk is done, I'm going to fight. Whether my feet bleed, whether my hands hurt, whether my head hurt, I'm going to fight Irugu because these people are demonic.
Yeah.
They're going straight, if you believe in it, they're going straight to hell. Because you can't stand around and say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, bear false witness, and then turn around and do it. Mm-hmm. And then the other, you got two parties, the Republican Democrat, one wants you to wear a dress and the other wants your ass to be a butler. So mm-hmm. there's no party for us. We must
not in this madness. Not in this. Come, there's no party for us. Not in this madness.
No, no. Not in this land. Mm-mm. No, stop. I'm going to go vote. You've been voting. I'm going to go march. You've been marching. Why don't we march our ass to homeland? Why don't we march our ass home?
Yeah.
Where we supposed to be fighting right mm-hmm. beside the three kings, mm-hmm. Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, mm-hmm. who are turning Africa upside down right now. And you ain't hear Africa come out of Trump's mouth. And they got military bases in Africa. You ain't hear Africa come out of his mouth. Because he already know. Africa, like I said, I spoke to you the other day. You got a cell phone. Africans don't make cell phones, but everything to make a cell phone comes from Africa. Mm-hmm. Huh? That don't even make sense. So no, brother, Africa has risen. Africa will never be denied. That light, the fire never went out in Africa. Because you can't, you may be able to kill a person, but you can't kill a movement. You can't kill a message. I mean, we still talking about, I have a dream. I don't have a dream. I woke up. Mm-hmm. I was asleep, but now I'm awake. Damn it. So now, Brother Oshie, we already won.
Oh, yeah.
And these white folks know it. That's why they moving so different now. That's why they done brought out the big guns. They done brought out Trump. He just going to call you the N-word in your face on TV. Okay. Keep doing it, brother, and see how that works out for you. Because on everything that my ancestors have done for me, I will fight these people until my last breath, and I mean that.
Ashe.
Brother. All right, brother. Thanks for letting me see.
All right, brother. Sir. Peace.
Okay.
Brother Jay, what's happening?
Hey, Oshie, what's popping? Listen, I got to disagree with you on one thing, martial law. Let me tell you something. This country, the way things are going now, black folks, number one, ain't going to really be out in those streets. It's going to be these Urugals that's going to be out in the street. And I don't think he going to call the martial law on them.
Yes, he
will. Because then it'll take him to the next level, and he won't be walking around. That's why I predict in 6 months, I could be wrong, Elon Musk will be gone. See, the mistake that they making, I believe, is that they hurting too many white folks in this process to give this cracker more money in his pocket. And in the process, people are being absolutely decimated. And, you know, Trump thinks he a god. He ain't no god. He ain't even in control. And these white folks who are at the point now, as things continue to move forward, that's why I'm loving these tariffs, are getting hurt. You got the farmers that are getting hurt. Mm-hmm. The tragedy in this country is this. The media ain't shit. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Back in the day, the Walter Cronkites and the rest of them crackers would never let him get away with what he's getting away with right now. So now you got a situation with the Washington Post and all of these people letting him get away with this. But the public is going to wake up, because remember, they can do whatever they want to do to us. Mm-hmm. But when you start hurting white folks in the manner that you would hurt them in regards to taking away their Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, hey, man, they not going to stand for that. Because, listen, I didn't even know, and I'm going to be straight up to you, I didn't know how good Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security was mm-hmm. until I started dealing with my aunt. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the services that she gets allows her to live a decent life, to be able to sustain herself, to keep a roof over her head, and things, and to be able to go to the hospital and things of that nature. Imagine them taking that away from the white trash in Kentucky, Louisiana, South Carolina, and places like that. To whereas it's not like their family members in those areas got the money to pick up the slack. No, brother. Martial law in this country, if he tries to implement it, you basically get this mofo up. Because these white folks will destroy this country. Because they're being destroyed. It's just they slowly waking up. And the tragedy If we had a damn media, this shit wouldn't have been over by now. Because the thing this guy's doing and getting away with is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He was on for, they said, over 100 minutes or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and well over an hour and a half.
90% of what he was saying was lies. Was lies. And then you're going to get mad. You're going to get mad at clowns like Al Green standing up and all of that. That's just stand-up. That's stand-up. But my whole thing in all of this is, got to get rid of Musk, man. You got to get rid of him. I mean, because the thing is, he the one making money. Ain't nobody else making no money. He the one making money. That's why I'm hoping, and it may affect me. This may affect me. I'm hoping that Canada cut off the electrical grid in New York.
Is that right?
I'm hoping it happened, bro. I just went out there and bought me a generator in case it happened. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I went out there
yesterday and bought a generator, brother.
Yeah.
Because the thing is this. I got simple comforts now. But the reality is what Trump is doing. And I was hearing on the news a few minutes ago that he may be backing off a little bit on these tariffs. But the reality is the stock market is going down. And I'm like, okay, you know, because the bottom line is by the end of the day,
well,
something may happen and we'll just purchase tomorrow morning some things
aside from the pandemic or pandemic, economically, the country was going down under Trump, okay? Because of the tax cuts to billionaires and so forth, it was going down for the everyday so-called American. It was going down. And then the pandemic happened, and that just exacerbated it tremendously, you know. And of course, he used that as the excuse. But the reality is, it was his policies and who he is and his cronies and so forth. And the same thing is going to happen again.
Again.
It's going to happen again.
How can you blame Biden for the AIDS?
You know,
he's up there on television yesterday blaming Biden for the AIDS.
I know.
Like, everything is Biden's fault.
Right.
When the man left you a better economy than your monkey ass left him.
For sure.
But nobody, all of these things he said that he was going to do, he ain't done nothing but take more money out of your pocket. You know, it's just like these clowns that voted for this man. And if you want to talk about just taxes alone, if you're not making over $750,000, and I know very, very few Negroes that make that money. I only know two that's in the $1 million class, and I'm not one of them. So the bottom line is, if you're not making over $750,000, you're not getting no tax benefits. You're not getting no tax breaks. And if you are getting tax breaks, he gonna eat this shit up with this tariffs and all this other nonsense. So you're not getting ahead. The prices on everything is about to go up. So how are you getting ahead? This is what I don't understand with these effing people. The man has never done nothing while in office that has benefited the working class, everyday people.
No, he hasn't.
And when you ask them to prove it, they can never prove it. But here it is. I got my boys or some of the people that I'm cool with or Facebook happy because he doing things to the transgenders, to the monkey men and twisted sisters. Like, come on, man. That the monkey man twisted sister freak nation threatens you that much? If you ain't into it, why deal with it? I don't deal with Monkey Man, Twisted Sister, and the Freak Nation. What do? I stay away from them.
Let them do what they do.
I don't do anything with them. So why are they a threat to you?
No, let them do what they do.
This man making it to where as your family is not progressing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. And I mean, if you have a little bit of money like Irv, which like you and Irv, be honest, how much did you benefit from his tax cuts? I didn't have no money to benefit.
You have to have money to benefit from the tax cuts, brother. I'm talking about money.
There you go.
I ain't talking about, you know, being able to sustain your existence from paycheck to paycheck or this year to next year. No, I'm talking about money. You got capital.
Yeah.
You got money to invest to throw some money into something that let it just sit there for years or whatever. No.
There you go. They don't even spend it. No. They don't even. And you know what? You know what? The sad thing is, OC. And I'll say this to any of them: your kids are fucking stupid. Excuse my language, but most of their kids are stupid. I remember like 15 years ago, around I think maybe 15 years, I was driving the taxi and the limo and all of that, man, and I would get their kids in the car. And man, they were some of the dumbest effing kids I ever met in my life. That's why they don't want to compete. Have you ever, be honest with this, and Jasmine Crockett, who I get a kick out of, made a hell of a point.
Mm-hmm.
When you talking about DEI and all of that, tell me, do Green and Bobit stand up to Jasmine Crockett? Come on. They can't even touch her toes. They ain't even in the same intellectual class. If she was a conservative, she would toy with both of them because they don't have the intelligence nor the intellect. So when we now in the situation to where as we know, as Irv say, the Yorugu, the white man, whatever, can't compete with us, they got to do what they doing, putting this cracker Trump in office. But in the process, they thinking he's going to help them. And what is he doing? Doing nothing but hurt them. Because remember, from what I done see, and I could be wrong, the majority of the workers that are being fired from the federal government is Yorugu.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us, because of the old adage, and it is true,
yeah.
Last hired, first fired. So they got rid of a lot of probationary people. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Got rid of a lot of probationary people, which, of course, probably adversely affected us.
But you know what's so funny is I saw a lot of probationary people. This is how they got the white folks. The probationary people got fired because they switched jobs. And they had, when they switched from one department to another, they was on probation, and that's how they got fired. So they got caught up in the game. Because the one thing about the federal government is, if you're white and you get in the federal government, you definitely have a better chance of getting transferred than a Negro. I done talked to a few federal workers in regards to that. Now, they'll tell you straight up, yeah, if you're white, you can get transfers and promotions and stuff like that much quicker than minorities and things of that nature. But, I mean, just think about, who is he hurting? He not hurting black people on the level that we assume that he is, because you know what the reality is? We don't make that type of money.
Yeah. We don't.
Now, I'm saying this, like I was talking with a young man last night, and I was saying to him, look, man, you're getting ready to graduate high school. my suggestion to you is, since you went into this computer and all of that, figure out how, or let me try and lead you in the way of getting you government clearance, security clearance. Because quiet is kept. Those contractors who have government clearance overseas are the ones that's doing the hiring right now, quiet as kept. And he can't hurt them, because the work that they're doing is overseas. Now, he's messing with some programs, but on the whole, I was just on government tech website the other day. Had something like 70,000 jobs for overseas, man. Mm. And the thing that a lot of people don't know is they giving you moving expenses, food allowance, transportation, and the first 120 is tax free. Mm. Imagine a 20 year old with somebody guiding him the right way, making $120,000 a year tax-free, what he could do. If he got a half-wit of intelligence, he could retire in 10, 15 years. Never have to work again. And once you get that government clearance, you can always, if you have any experience, always get you a six-month assignment for six figures. Easy.
Well,
Go ahead, Irv.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Baba J, let me say this, Baba J. I have no problem with a brother getting a job. I have no problem with a brother making six figures, and he should, and get a retirement. But I need to put this seed in our children's mind. It ain't about you getting paid. You're going to get paid. You're going to be all right. It's about you putting the seed in his brain to start a business. We are not workers. We were brought over. Wait a minute. We want these children. Yeah, I want you to work for 20 years, but I also want you to see somebody to come in and start that business. Because if I can work for the white man and he can pay me six figures, how much you think he making? Go ahead.
Don't worry about that. It's always in the discussion, brother. It's always about starting your own business. It's always about networking. It's always about placing yourself
and then take that to the next level. Take it to the next level. Let's help our people, because the reality is, it ain't about me. Irvin's going to eat. Oshie going to eat, and you going to eat. I want my people to be lifted, because if they're not free, I'm not free. If my people aren't doing good, I'm not doing good, and I am my brother's keeper. That's not falling into Arugu's culture of the I got to get mine, Ma. I got to get mine. I got to eat. They forget that. We are one Africa. We are one people. If you're not doing good, Jay, I got you. And if Elsie's not doing, I got you. And a brother that you vouch for, I got him too. But there are traitors in our midst. We must purge, because we are in a fight. And if we don't have a fighting stance, you may not be fighting the real group, but damn it if he ain't fighting you. Believe me, listen to this liar that came on the other night for almost 2 hours or maybe longer, lying. I don't know who he was lying to, because I didn't believe a damn thing he said. I mean, just blatant lying. Oh, this guy was saying some things that the fact checking was like, are you serious? But that's their thing. Our thing is to support our homeland, just like the Jews support. The one thing he didn't say in that thing was Israel, and he didn't say Africa. We got military bases in Africa. Why don't they have military bases here? Why doesn't Africa have military bases in all the countries that got military bases in Africa? So they all need to get out. And I get excited and I get passionate about it, because if I can see this, and I got a high school diploma, brother, I know these cats with all these degrees up their butt can see. Come on now. I know they can see this. It's right there in the book. Our ancestors have given us a blueprint. Amos Wilson gave us a blueprint for black power. We don't need to think nothing up. This, we ain't got to reinvent the wheel. It's already done. Our ancestors have us there, and we're prepared. All we got to do is open the book, change our attitude, to change what we do, like Elsie said earlier. We need to read, get it in our head, and no one can stop us, because we as a people should have been gone, but we're not. because we got work to do. So let's get to work.
I
say.
Anyway, I love Burkina Faso. Okay. I love Burkina Faso. With the brother over there doing in Burkina Faso, I mean, it just brings joy to my heart every day because he's building his people up. Yeah. He's sharing with his people. He's doing the things that an African leader is supposed to do.
Jay, let me,
I just pray that the ancestors protect him. I pray that the ancestors protect him to the point to where this devil can't do anything to harm him, because you and I both know they coming for him.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
but not just him, all the others that are going there. But, Jay, let me catch another call, brother. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, Jay. Appreciate you. Yeah, Ted Lusk. Hey, Brother Lusk, how you doing?
Hey, finding yourself, Bubba Oshie. I'm
doing
multitasking,
well.
So I had to jump off and jump back on before you got off. But I'll be looking forward to talking with Akil on Friday. So
yes.
We'll be going. So I'm still listening and learning. Thank you for picking my call. We'll talk.
All right, dear brother. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
All right. Did you get a chance to talk to Brother Akil? In Columbus?
Yeah, in Columbus. Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Good. Good. It's good, brother. Anyway.
All righty.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Yes,
take care. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, family. You can still got some time if you want to jump on it. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. Got a few minutes left. You know, I tell you, we're talking about a lot of things today. But most of it is the fact-checking of Donald Trump, the lying of that man, the habitual lying, the fact that for some reason these crackers feel that this man is a savior for them, that he's going to uplift this country. He's going to, you know, with all this tough talk, tough guy talk, you know, that he's a badass. Man, I tell you. Instead of, to me, you're tough when you do what is right. You're tough when you make sure that those who have the least are protected and found ways to be competitive on an economic level. You're tough when the educational process that you have is not so much so that only the rich. That's why this system is failing. Because of the inequality in education and the inequality, period, in this society. Because it not just harms us as American Africans, because you know it's always going to do that. That's historic. As long as we've been here, as long as we've tried to appeal to their moral nature, exactly, they have no morals. To be fair, to be honest, to be just, to be equitable. It never happened. It hasn't happened. It ain't happening. And it ain't gonna happen. That's what you got to look at. Of all our studies, history is best qualified to reward our research. Look at the history. Look at the history. There's a lot of good history that you can get off into as it relates to them and us and how we were and the things that we did, the kind of people that we are, and that DNA and that spirit is still in us, giving to a fault. But them, Urugu, evil. These are some evil-ass people. And it's part of their evolutionary development to be the way that they are. And we think they're human like we're human. No family. They're not. We run around the world and we encounter people we shared. We uplifted them. They went around the world and they took and they killed. The Caucasians responsible were a few examples of genocide, where they went somewhere and killed every damn person, eradicated them to take their land and their resources. What is now the Dominican Republic and Haiti, all the initial inhabitants were wiped out. Aqua people were wiped out by Europeans. It is who they are. It is what they do. They came and sat at our feet in Kemet. They came and sat at our feet and went back and built Greece and later Rome. They came back after learning as conquerors. They took Kemet and they tried to whitewash it. That's why today them Arabs that are there today, I see them every now and then on my Facebook feed claiming Kemet has a Arab or, I don't know, not Caucasian, but whatever. It's a lie. They were African. They were African. Dr. Sheikh Anjajah proved that. But you have an asshole like Azita Watt still. Yeah, they were not black. They were brown skin, but they were not black. I'm going to punch him in the face. They were not black. No, they were. They were melanated. They couldn't have toiled in the deserts out there building. They couldn't have done it. They'd have had all kind of sunburn. They couldn't have done it. All the stuff that you see on TV, movies particularly, especially movies some time gone by, Ten Commandments and the other one, the Pharaohs and so forth. No. Fallacies, lies. No, they couldn't have done it. Kemet went into a deep decline because of it. Then Arabs came in and they took over. They swept all throughout North Africa. And many of the Africans became members of the theology of Islam. And they brought it into Europe. The western part, the most western part is what is now Spain and Portugal. 7-Eleven. Thank heaven for 7-Eleven. All the way to 1492 when it ended. All that time. Taught and did all the things they could to help the European. Told them how to take baths. Get them animals out their damn castles. Put them in a corral. All kinds of stuff that we did. We always assisted and helped people. And then they had the courage to venture out and wound up taking people's stuff in the name of Spain, Portugal, France, England, Germany, Belgium, you name it. And then taking Africans out of Africa to the new areas of land that they took. They didn't barter. They didn't bargain. They didn't trade. They took. Family, it's that time. I appreciate you. My guest will be Brother Akil Parker this Friday. All that math. Please join us. It's interesting. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for it, damn it. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante, Asante Sana. means thank you. BB for Hardy. BB for Hardy means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. Peace.